My name is J.D. Bradley, and I've had a hell of a life that's given me a unique perspective and crazy stories that I share here.
Yellow Jacket Security. As I mentioned previously, I moved to Walla Walla, Washington when I got out of the Army. The town's so nice, they named it twice, so they say. Anyway, I worked for a year to get state residency, and then I went to the community college there and maintained almost a 4.0 GPA, and then got an almost full scholarship to Whitman College, which at the time was the 13th highest rated liberal arts college in the country. I majored in economics, which turned out to be a mistake because I didn't understand to have an advanced degree and that to get a job, so I didn't finish. But anyway, that's another story. So I'm going to this extremely exclusive college with all these fucking rich kids, and I'm the only veteran that's ever been there. Like, they didn't know how to do the paperwork for the GI Bill, which fucked my shit up substantially because I needed that money to live on. So I also had to work almost full time, and somebody recommended that I become a yellow jacket. And what's a yellow jacket, I'm sure you're thinking? Naturally. Yellow jackets were campus security because these girls were so rich that they were scared to walk from one building to another one because they might be accosted by a local in this little tiny town of like 30,000 people maybe with like no fucking crime hardly at all. And so you wore a yellow jacket, hence you're called a yellow jacket. And you had a walkie-talkie, and you kind of walked around and patrolled the campus, and every now and then they say, hey, this girl needs an escort from this place to this place. And that's what I did. Except for, I started getting kind of fucking resentful of these fucking little rich fucks. They all had it so easy their whole goddamn lives. But anyway, there's also a fraternity there. I can't remember the name of it. And those kids liked me, and they told me that if I wanted to join their fraternity, I wouldn't have to do any hazing. Which, that's good, because I'm not going to put up with that bullshit anyway, but I had a girl living with me at the time, so I was like, nah, thanks anyway. So, I started getting annoyed with these little fucking rich bastards, and this one particular fucking dormitory, I really didn't like them, and they had several, like, common areas with refrigerators, so I just walk over there on the clock and steal their damn beer out of the refrigerators and take it over to another dorm where I like these other kids and sit there and get drunk on the clock, and every now and then I would call out, like, this is Bradley. I'm at the library and everything looks secure or whatever. So that's pretty much how I was making my living. So I was doing that about 30 hours a week, I think, which was kind of difficult to pull off at that school. It was a really hard school. But anyway, I did this for a while. I didn't hate it because, like I said, I mostly just like stole these fucking kids' beer and got drunk on the block. I paid for it. That's a pretty good gig. But my final night as a yellow jacket approached, I was, I was sitting outside the library. Behind some bushes drinking because the kids I usually went to go drink with weren't there for whatever reason. And it came on the radio and said, we need all the yellow jackets to this fraternity. And it's the same fucking fraternity that asked me to join. And so I was like, fuck, this must be some pretty serious shit. So I hauled ass over there, even though it's like maybe a block away from where I was at. And I get there and I walk in. So there's all these fucking rich boys. And I walk in and one says, it's the veteran. He's going to put a stop to this, because I was the veteran, of course. And I said, what's going on? And he said, these kids showed up and they refused to leave. And I look over and it's like four kids that I know, like local kids. And they're like, they would show up and they drink our beer and they would start fights and we want them to go. So we need you to make them go. And it's four boys I know. And one was like, Jason, you're not going to kick this out, are you? One of them I used to fuck a sister. And like, I like these kids. And I'm like, what does it mean? There's like 100 of you motherfuckers. You can't fucking kick out four goddamn high school kids. And they're like, well, they're real tough kids. And in the defense, they were tough kids. One of them was a fucking state champion wrestler. One of them was a Golden Gloves boxer. I mean, they were tough kids. But there was 100 of these spoiled ass rich motherfuckers. Approximately. So I was like, man, fuck this. So I went over, walked with the kids. And they're like looking at me like, what am I going to do? And they all had beer in their hand. They'd taken it from these kids. And so I grabbed a beer and I popped it and said, man, fuck you fucking punk-ass bitches. You can't kick out four fucking kids. Like, right on, Jason. The kids are all happy and all, whatever. So I had a couple more beers. And the other yellow jacket showed up and cops showed up and blah, 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 blah. And I got fired. Man, I pretty much expected to get fired. But that's the story of when I was a yellow jacket. I hope you find it as amusing as I do, because what the fuck kind of punk bitches, like 100 of them, can't throw out four fucking kids? Isn't that fucking crazy? Anyway, thank you again for listening. And as always, if you enjoyed this, please like, share, and especially on your social media. Until next time, my friends.